Hilchos Melicha, Shir 12, Simen Samach Tes, Sif Chof. This shir discusses what's known as Maisa de Rashi, the story that happened in Rashi's house. The story was that a piece of meat was salted for Shir Melicha, then taken off the rack and put into a kli that did not have holes, and it was left there overnight. Overnight, the kli filled up with tzir, and nonetheless, Rashi matred the meat. So, we have to analyze what's exactly the problems here, and why Rashi matred it. So, simply speaking, the meat could be usher because of two possible reasons. One is that after Shir Melicha, the tzir that comes out has a din of dam. This is what the Rambam would hold, because it's still dam in the meat. And therefore, the tzir in the kli has a din of dam, and it will usher the meat. That's possible problem number one. Problem number two could be is, even if the tzir, the juices that come out after Shir Melicha, does not have the din of blood, still it possibly has a heat effect. It's considered hot, and therefore will cause the blood that's on the surface of the meat to go back into the meat. So Rashi matred the meat. He wasn't worried about the first problem, that the tzir that comes out is dam, because he holds that what comes out after Shir Melicha is only moiho. It's only meat juices, and does not have the din of dam. What about the problem that the tzir will cause the blood on the surface that came out during Shir Melicha to go back in to the meat? So Tosafos and the Rosh explain that the blood on the surface dries up in the salt and will no longer come out and answer the meat. So according to this, it will be mutter. But Lamaisa Tosafos says to be machmer, and there are other Rishonim that are machmer in this case, as we'll see when we get to the Mechaber and Ramah. Now let's see the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Bosar shenimlach v'shoho kedei melicha, meat that was salted and was left for kedei melicha, means it was salted shir melicha, which is, as we learned, between 18 minutes and an hour. It was salted in a kli menukav. V'nesnu achakach b'kli, and afterwards it was placed in a kli that did not have holes. It was not washed off first. In a smale mitzir, this kli filled up with sir, mutter. The piece of meat is mutter, even though it's sitting in sir. Ulfize, boser shenofal asech tzir, hayotzi meha boser, meat that falls into sir, that comes out of meat, achar shesham kadei melicha, mutter. If a regular piece of meat that was washed after being salted, a regular kosher piece of meat, falls into tzir that comes out of meat after Shir Melicha, is mutter. And even though there's some blood from the surface gets mixed into the tzir that comes out after Shir Melicha, still, it's mutter. So let's see the Taz Memvav that explains why it's mutter. The tzir is not called hot, and therefore there's no way that the blood on the surface or the blood that's mixed into the tzir can answer the piece of meat that's in the tzir. So the task continues. Ve'ein lahak shoyis mimashakosav hator le'el. Ve'ein chiluk bein malach b'melach dak. Ki amayim shebekli mevatlam koyach ha'melach. We can't ask from what we learned before. We learned before in Sifches that you have to wash off meat before you put it into the kli v'adochal achweina. But if you put it straight into the kli without washing it off, rinsing it off first, it will be mutter because the water in the kli is mevatal l'koyach ha'melach. Negates the power of the salt, and therefore it's mutter, because the salt loses its power. Mashma, debaloi mayim, havu yaseach. So we see from there that if it's there's no water in the kli, that it's still yaseach, afal pesha aba shir melicha, even though shir melicha passed. Since we see that we need the water to mevatel koyach melach, but if the water was not mevatel koyach melach, it should still have power and should still cause the blood on the surface to go back into the meat. So why over here is a mutter? Yeshloimar, so the Taz answers, we can say, Dohosom voiselahatir afilo leman de polagam maise de Rashi. Over there, the Torah wants to answer even on those that argue on maise de Rashi. Vaoiser kumashikosav amachaber besomach. And forbid the meat, like the machaber will soon say. Even according to those that ask him, in our case, mikom mokoi moide leel, they'll agree if you put the meat straight into water. Kivin shamayim mevatlim hamelach, since the water will negate the power of the salt, and therefore will be mutter, even according to those that answer in our case. Because we are told about the milsah shuhu alibed kol yalma. The reason the Torah wrote that the water is mabatal koyach hamelach is to tell you that it's mutter according to everybody. According to those that are mater maisa derashi, it's anyway mutter, even if it's seir in the kli, because after shem alicha it's not called hot anymore. But even those that aser maisa derashi, if it's put into water, it's mutter because the water will be mabatal the koyach hamelach. V'kan kosa v'tiru rashi koloimar. Over here, when he brings the Maaseh to Rashi and he says Rashi matter it, he's telling you Rashi matter it, but others answer it. That's what the Taz holds. The Taz holds that the reason over here it's mutter is because the tzir is not called Rusech anymore and therefore will not cause the blood on the surface to go back into the meat. But the Bach holds Tam Maaseh to Rashi, the reason of that it's mutter by Maaseh to Rashi, if he shahamoyel hu heter, the juices that come out after Shem Alicha is mutter. Even though there's some nachluchas of blood of melech and salt, shalav basar, that's on the meat that came out during Shem Alicha. Hamayal mevatal koyach melech. The mayal will be mevatal koyach melech. V'lechoshev koyseyach. It's no longer called hot. The mayal that comes out is not called hot, and therefore it will be mevatal koyach melech. The mali mayim, mali mayal. Just like water will be mevatel koyach melech, so too the mayal will be mevatel koyach melech. In other words, it says Bach holds that after Shem Alicha, even after Shem Alicha, the salt is still the salt still has its power, but the mayal is mevatel koyach melech. Patur le'osi le'el el lafukei heched olecha le'mayim v'le'mayal. So since the Bach holds that even according to Rashi, we need the mayal to mevatel koyach melech. So before, the Torah can be going according to everybody. And when the Torah says, Ki ha-mayim shebu kli mevatel koyach ha-melech, it's lav dafka, and it means both mayim or mayal can mevatel koyach ha-melech, and therefore it's mutter. Atulei asir la'el, ala fuki hechad olekal e-mayim v'lei mayal, ala micho damba u-melech shol isu greida. He's coming to exclude that if there is blood or salt of isur in the kli, then it's asir. Havi asir. So the Taz says, Ve'ein zeh nayach. What the Bach says is not good. The whole hosom, gamkin mari achash shem alicha. Over there, the case is also after shem alicha. V'kar halach lekol adam, and there's no dam. V'mashi yoisei achakach gamkin mailhu, k'may hocha, and it comes out as miles. So what's the Bach saying? That the Torah is coming to exclude if there's dam. Another question. Gam ha shakosa v'tayma de Rashi, sheha moyel mevata koyach melech, the Bach holds that according to Rashi, the mail has to negate the power of the salt. Havadi lasa, it's not true. The lav mishum bitul matar Rashi. Rashi doesn't matter the meat because of bitul, because the mail is the mavatal the koyach. Dim kain heich medama isel amayim. How could you compare it to water? So the Chavizas explains that only if there's a lot of water can it mavatal the koyach. But how could you say that the little bit of mail that comes out after shem alicha can mavatal the koyach hamelach? According to Rashi, is no issue. You don't have to mevatel the salt. Because the salt loses its power when it takes out the blood. Like I'll write later, in the name of the Russian is smag, either because the blood dries up in the salt, or because the salt loses its power and can no longer answer the meat. So the task continues. Why do I need to wash this meat after salting it? Why is it asr la'el when we said in Siftes, if you cook the meat without washing it first, it's asr unless it's 60 against the blood and salt on the surface. It's not a question. The body ha-melech akaponim asr. The melach is asr, even though there's no power left in the salt, it's still asr. Mikoyach dam shebetzechay, because of the dam that's inside it. Elosh ein loy koyach le'esor ha-basar. It's no koyach for it to asr the basar. It itself is asr, but can't asr something else. Kevin shenis yavish, since it's dried up. V'havi kamoy dam soinen ha-nidvak boy. It's like you would have cold blood stuck to the meat. Yitzor ha-dochel. You need to wash it off. V'ein kan shum dova reseach, but there's no heat to cause it to get absorbed into the meat. It's only mayal, which is no longer considered hot. And there's no strength to cause the blood to go into the meat. Just like water has no koyach to cause the blood to go into the meat, the same thing is with moil. Well, Samuel b'shem Rashi, on this it's said in the name of Rashi, mali moil, mali mayim. There's no difference between water and moil. Neither one has the power to cause the blood to go into the meat. Okay, l'Rashi im chotach b'sakin. According to Rashi, if I cut the meat with a knife, achav shir malicha, after shir malicha, but before I washed it, and tzorach ela hadocha, the knife only needs hadocha, kimin she'en kan ela tzoinen. Since it's cold, the meat is cold, and the salt lost its power, so it's just like a cold piece of meat, which has dirt on it. That's why it's mutter to cut. However, according to those that argue, you'll need hagola on the knife because the meat is, and the salt is still considered hot. The Beis Yosef says that Rashi argues on the geres of Rabbeinu Yoina that the Torah brings. It says that if the meat is cut, you have to do hagola on the knife. Because according to Rashi, you don't have to do a gola because it's like a cold piece of meat. But like that's more of a chamizal, not like the Bach. She calls it daft from Rashi, having a iser bechatzicha sakin. Even according to Rashi, there's an iser when you cut the meat with a knife, come out of Rabbeinu Yoina. Because according to the Bach, the meat is hot until it's washed off. So therefore it's also kivon she yesham iser dam or melach, since it's dam and salt on the surface. Ve'encham moil a battle, and there's no moil to negate the power of the salt. Therefore, if you cut it, or ask for the knife, the Taz says, no. That what the Bach says is not true. The Ein Kavonas Rashi, Sham Moil Yasa Heter Bebitul Ha Iser. That Rashi doesn't mean that the Moil will be Mevatel the Iser, will be Mevatel the Kerech HaMelech. Al Kavonas said, the Ein HaMoil Oiser Shum Iser. What Rashi means is the Moil won't do anything wrong. It's not that it's Mevatel the Kerech HaMelech, but it's like water that it won't ask for the meat. And the meat remains just like cold, and according to Rashi, the moil can any different than water, and won't cause the surface blood to go in. Now let's see Taz Memzain. Taz says, Achash Shoshok Kadei Malicha, Mutter. Zem Maisa de Rashi. The case of the Machaber is Maisa de Rashi. Vatam, the reason it's Mutter. The Mishum HaTzir Ein La Asrei. Because of the Tzir coming out, we don't ask for it. The Ein Dam Ela Moil HaBosar, it's not blood, it's only meat juices. Like we said in the beginning of this year, there's two issues. One is, perhaps, what's coming out is blood. So here the Taz says, it's not blood, it's only moil. Shavei Acha Sheshoha Kishir, after we leave the meat, Ashir Malicha, Medichon Oisei Lavash Bebegdera, you wash it off in order to cook it in a pot. We don't worry about the tzir that's coming out. So we see that after Shir Malicha, it's not dam, it's only moil. And what about the other problem, that it's dam on the surface? V'afal pisha melech shal abosar osar shadam u'uv boy. And even though there's salt on the surface of the meat, which is osar because of the blood that's mixed into it, u'lekach tzorach l'hadiach abosar yofa. And because of this bloody salt, you have to wash off the meat well before you cook it. This blood is stuck into the salt. It's dried up inside it. And now has no strength to get absorbed into the meat. See, even though there's blood on the surface, it's dried up and it won't go back into the meat. The lavkein, if you say that it's not dried up, neser kol basar shemenichem b'mayim lahadichoy. Any meat that's placed into water to be washed should be aser, ki nimcha hamelech, because the salt will get dissolved, b'hadam shebesoichei nivla b'basar, and then the blood will get absorbed into the meat. The malim mayim, malim moyel, shneim heterheim. Since both water and moyel are heter, so if we say that moyel will cause the blood on the surface to go into the meat, you should say the same about water. Elevadai dam hamelach nisyavish b'soichoi. Therefore, we have to say that the blood in the salt gets dried up inside it, ve'ein lo koyach lotzeis, and has no power to go out of the salt and into the meat. Kein kosav ha'toisvis. This is what Toisvis says. V'harosh kosav oid. The Rosh says another reason. Inami de posak koyach hamelach. The salt no longer has power. Machmas Shehifletes Adam, because it took out blood from the meat. Umachmas Oiseh HaMelech Lo Yachshuv Oid Kuveseach. And since the salt already took out blood from the meat, it's not called hot anymore, after it's finished taking out the blood. And therefore, you can't compare it to a bird that falls into a milky dip, which is considered hot, if this milky dip was very salty, it was so salty that you cannot eat it straight because of the salt, only as a dip. This is even though it's salted for a long time. If the bird falls inside it, it would be usur. Why is it usur even after a long time? Because the salt did not lose its power. The smag also brings this second teretz of the rush that we mentioned. And he says that it's a good reason. The reason that it's mutter is because pasak koyach hamelach, the salt loses its power after it takes out the blood. So now the task continues. Umi koyach hateretz hazeh, from this answer that the salt loses its power, pasak betrumas hadeshin tzimen kuf nun tes, the trumas hadeshin paskins, vebi ramah v'samach v'sivzeh, which ramah brings later, be'echod shemolach ovaz v'nimtza treifa. What happens? Someone salted a duck and was found to be treifa. Ba'achar shesha shir malicha, after the duck was left for shir malicha to remove the blood, nasnei embasar kosher, it was placed together with a kosher piece of meat. Of pasak sham, and the trumas edition of paskind, kivon dehu tzorech su'udas mitzvah, since they needed the duck for a suitus mitzvah, the gam yesh hefzer meruba, and it was also a hefzer meruba, great loss. Yesh loymar kiven shekvar shoho shir malicha, we can say that since the treif duck was left for shir malicha before it was placed together with the kosher piece, leimechshav oid v'seach, it's no longer considered hot. Shekvar posak koyach melach, because since it was already left for shir malicha to take out the blood, the salt loses its power, and therefore, it is mutter. Abo be'ein hefzed meruba, if there's no hefzed meruba, kosov lahachmer. The Trumas Hadeshin says, one should be machmer, kiven shehasmag atzmoy kosov, since the smag himself says, basa ugvino shenagu zebezeh, meat and cheese that were placed together, kishahem lachim, when they're wet, and shneim aluchim, be'einam yiveshim, shneim asurim. If they're both salted, and they're not dry, they're both asur. Mashma afilu la'achar shemalicha ayri. It seems that the case of meat and cheese is talking about even after shemalicha, and still it's asur. So therefore, we should be machmer and asur the case of the duck even after shemalicha. The gam sefer truma b'shari doira v'arizarua sabalei. The gam achokach mechshav v'seach. The shari doira sefer truma and arizarua all hold that even after shemalicha it's called v'seach, it's still considered hot. Alkein ein lahokil ela b'mokam doichek, which only matter the duck in a case of a mokam doichek under extenuous circumstances, kedila el, like we mentioned, that's the Trumas Hadeshin. So the Taz says, v'hine yesh lanu l'tareitz al kaponim divir hasmag shlo yehei mukhoshim hadodi. We have to answer the smag in order that this should not be a stereo one to the other, because in one place the smag brings the rush that after shemalicha it's pasuk koyach hamelach, and in one place the smag says that cheese and meat that are touching each other, even after a long time, is still aser. V'nerali, the sevali le smag, the loyam rinan svarazu, the pasuk koyach hamelach, ela dafka be'im hiflit dam min habasar. The only time we say that it's pasuk koyach hamelach, where the salt loses its power, is only where it was used to take out blood from the meat. However, in a case where this meat was already salted to take out all its blood, v'hudach, and it was washed, and after it was washed, you salted it again for preservation, it's called hot forever. Since this salt never did a pa'ula, an action to take out blood, that we should say that it loses its power, therefore it remains hot forever. V'havika ha'hi de kimcho. It's like the dip, shezachu ha'vash v'asmag. Let's say it's asus, so the same thing, meat and cheese, if it's being salted the second time for preservation, since it's not taking out blood, it remains hot forever. Mishum ha'chi yofakasa v'asmag, v'basa m'liach kazeh, im noga b'gvina, ha'vi adayin v'sech la'oilom, kol zman shu lach. Therefore, in such a case of meat and cheese, since it's being salted for preservation and not to take out blood, it remains hot forever, as long as it is moist. So what's the Taz saying? The Taz is saying that where I am salting to remove blood, then after Shir Malicha, the salt loses power. But where I'm salting it for preservation and not to remove the blood, in such a case, it remains hot forever. Well, if he's that, Yesh Lanu Loimar, according to this, we can say, the Gam Kol HaCholkim Shemevi B'Trumas HaDeshen Shom, all those that argue on the Trumas HaDeshen, the Sefer Truma, the Shari Doira, and the Orzavua, that say it remains hot forever, Mairi b'inyan zeh, are speaking in a case where it's being salted for preservation and not to remove the blood. V'nimsa lo yehi machlokes klal, and we could say there's no argument at all that they're talking about a case where it's salted for preservation and the Trumas HaDeshen is talking about a case where it's being salted to remove the blood. V'yehi roi lef soik afilu sheloi b'mokhem hefse mu'u b'lahater, and since there's no argument, we can say even without a hefse mu'u b'it should be mutter. Since the case of the dock was that it was salted to take out the blood. Omnom mitzad acher yesh plukta. However, we can't matter the meat even without a hefzer meruba because there's another machlokes. The hasmak mevi al maisa derashi b'shem riva. The smak brings from the riva on the maisa derashi. The acher shem alicha in alav shem roseach l'inyan dam. That regarding the dam after shem alicha, it's not called hot. That it won't cause the blood to go back into the meat. The meat is still called hot, even though the salt won't cause the blood to go back in after Shem Alicha, but the meat is still called hot. In other words, the Prima Gaudium explains that the smak differentiates between blood and other isurim. By blood, we say, that the melach will no longer have an effect to reabsorb the blood into the meat. But to asu other pieces of meat, it's still considered hot, and it will asu other pieces of meat. Mishum hachi im nafal hahu tzir al gvina oiser. Therefore, if some tzir comes out of this meat and falls onto cheese, it's asur, because it's still considered hot. Valkein pasuk bagoyes sharidua umevie ramo sif ze. Therefore, the hagoyes sharidua says, which is brought by the ramo later on the sif, that if I wash the meat in a milky kli, which is, has some dirt in it, some milky dirt in it, the aser, that the meat is aser, because it absorbs from the milky dirt in the kli, since the meat is still hot. The imkain gambahuv the aba is treifa, therefore in the case of the treif dock, shall trumas adeshin del el, that is, we said before from the name of the Trumas HaDeshen, Yesh Lesar, we should answer the duck. The Mekom Mokim have a Basar Reseach, Voiseres HaBasar. The tzir from the Treif duck will go out and answer the other pieces of meat. Even though it was salted now to take out the blood, and it no longer has Kayach and the salt to reabsorb the blood, but it still does have power to answer another piece of meat. So the tzir from the treif dock will answer the other pieces of meat. Ela, so the task continues, Ela, the harosh v'hasmag, al-kochoch les lehu chilug zeh. The rosh and the smag don't hold of the smak. The imkein, lehavi makshim klum, minyone de kimchot. Because if they would hold that the smak, that is a difference between answering itself and answering another piece of meat, they wouldn't ask from the bird that fell into the milky dip. So since they compare the two, we see that they do not hold this chiluk of the smak that differentiates between answering itself because of the blood and answering a different piece from its seer. Kumashikasa Trumas HaDeshen, HaChachazu. The Trumas HaDeshen brings this proof, al chiluk shebein hatzir lachaticha atma, that he wants to differentiate between the seer and the piece itself. Shef shalem erkein, he can't say this because otherwise the rosh and the smak won't have this kasha. Therefore, the Trumas HaDeshen makes a good differentiation between hefzer meruba and not have some ubah, then he matters by have some ubah, because the smag and the rush don't hold like the smag. However, if there's no have some ubah, it's aser, because the smag would aser the other pieces of meat. I saw that my father-in-law, the Bach, he argues on the Maharai, who's the Trum Sadeshin. Because the dock that was a nevela is always giving off tzir, nevela, giving off its own treif tzir. V'kivan sha tzir einay nechal machas molchay ela yedei tibol, since this tzir is salty, afo pisha basur einay vaseach, even though the meat is not hot, mikol mokam ha tzir vaseach. The tzir is still hot, the tzir coming out of the dock, v'oyser, and will also the other pieces of meat. Taz says, l'aniz dayti nira, that it seems to me, the A le'eser mitamzeh, that you should not ask for the pieces of meat, the other pieces of meat, because of this. The kvar echiach b'tshumas adeshin sham, shasmag v'arosh, lo'isvir lehu ha'chiluka. The tshumas adeshin proves, like we said, that the smag and the rosh did not hold like this. Dem kein la'yeh yomachim klum. Because if they did hold like this, they would have no kasher from the milky dip. Elevadai, the gamatzir, hu ena reseach. Therefore, you have to say that according to the smag and the tshvash, the tzir is no longer hot, achar shem alicha, after shem alicha, v'mkein af im yesh eza poisek desfiru lei lechalakein, and therefore, even if there is somebody that holds to differentiate between the tzir and the meat, v'kol mokam kadayhem ha-toisus v'ha-smag v'ha-rosh v'chad shinuya lismach aleihem. Even if there's somebody that argues, the toisus, the smag and the rosh are enough to be semech on v'mokam hefse merubah, v'yafo paskei mahavai v'ramah. Therefore, the Maharai, the Trumas Adeshin, and Ramah, paskened correctly that in the Hefsim Ruba it's mutter. The Gam Rashal Pasak Le'el Siftes Kach Svarah, the Rashal also paskens like this. The Pasak Koyach HaMelech Machmas Shehif Le'dam, that after the soul takes out the dam and loses its strength, the Le'el HaVesi Dvarav, and I brought it this Svar Le'el in Siftes, Ayin Shom. In Siftes, we said that by a Klisheni, that if you put the meat in a klisheni without washing it off, a dechach boina, according to the mashal, it's mutter. Why? Because pasuk koyach hamelach, that the salt, after it's finished taking out the blood, it loses its strength. So you see over there that the mashal holds of pasuk koyach hamelach. Ela de beperu kol abasa simen samaches, choyleku ala marai. The mashal, in Yam Shel Shloima, peru kol abasa simen samaches, argues on the marai, on the Trumas Adeshin. Because of sheish lechalek ben habasa lehamelach, and he wants to differentiate between the meat and the salt, that even though the salt loses its power, the meat is still hot. This is similar to the smak we said before. So if we're saying that the salt loses its power, but the meat stays hot, so we could say the same thing by the kutach, that the salt loses its power, but the kutach itself stays hot, and therefore it's aser. So why doesn't the smak answer this when he has the kasher from kutach? Only by meat can we make this differentiation. We'll say by meat that the salt loses its power, but the power of the salt goes into the meat, and now the meat remains hot. That's the only time you can say this is by meat. But by kutach, where the salt and the kutach are mixed evenly, it's all a liquid, you can't say such a thing, that the salt loses power and the salt goes into the milk. If you said that the salt loses power, since it's all mixed up together, if I said that the salt loses its power, the kutach will also lose its power. Therefore, you have to say that the kutach remains kureseach. What the mashal is basically saying is that it's true that the salt can lose its power, but the power has to be transformed to something else. It has to go somewhere. So by the meat, the power of the salt goes into the meat. But by kutach, where it's all mixed up together, if we say that the salt loses its power, it has nowhere to go, because it's all together. And therefore, we have to say that the salt remains hot. Adkan l'shuni, that's the mashal. However, the Taz says, U'kadayhem ma'harayim v'amor, lismachalayim v'amokam mitzvah v'hefzer gadoil k'mashuk asafti shom. The Taz says that in hefzer muba, in makam mitzvah, we can rely on the ma'aray, the Trumas Adeshin, and the ramah, that permit to smite in a hefzer muba. So in summary, the Taz differentiates between something being salted the first time, where after Shem Alicha, the Pasuk Koyach HaMelach, the salt loses its power, and therefore nothing can become asr, not the meat and not the salt, and won't asr anything else. But if it was salted already once before to take out the blood, and now it's being salted a second time, in such a case, it will stay hot forever. And therefore, by the meat and cheese, we're talking about a case where it was salted a second time, and therefore it stays hot forever. That's the Taz. The Mashal and the others hold that it's true that it's Pasuk Koyach HaMelach, but that's only regarding dam, and therefore the blood won't go in. But the meat itself will stay hot, and therefore can ask for other pieces of meat. So now, let's go back to Machaber and Mamo. Until now, we said about the Matirim. Why was that permitted? The case of Maaseh Rashi permitted it. Either because of Pasuk Koyach HaMelach, or we had before, like the Bach, that the mail negates the power of the salt. Then the Machaber brings the Oisrim. Yesh Misha Oisrim Bezeru Bezeru. There are those that forbid the piece of meat in both cases, both in the case where it was put into a kli she'en menukav after shemalicha, or if a piece of kosher meat fell into the tzir that came out after shemalicha. The Machaber says that we should mechoshish b'dis opinions lechatchila, meaning I should not put it into a kli menukav before I wash it, but b'diyeved, if I did put it into a kli she'en menukav before I washed it and filled up with tzir, it would be mutter. So the Shach in Pehei explains the Mechaber that the Mechaber is worried that the Chatchila, there's still blood in the piece. He proves this from the continuation of the Mechaber. It's good to keep in mind once in a while that the Mechaber wrote his Pirish straight, and then Ramai afterwards wrote what he wrote and put it in between the Mechaber. So over here, if you continue with the Mechaber's words after the Ramah, if we skip the Ramah, it says, well, feed forward, according to those that asked him, I said to Rashi, that, according to this, it's also to eat the meat until it's washed. So the obvious question is, we know, even according to those that matter Maaseh Rashi, you're not allowed to eat a piece of meat before you wash it, because there's dam on the surface. And even if we say that it has no power, and it won't answer anything, but still it's like cold blood on the surface, and how could I eat it? So the Shach says, in Sifkot Pehei, that according to this opinion, you have to wash it off before all the tzir comes out, otherwise it will answer the meat. The dam coming out will answer the meat. Or, another nafkamina would be, if I cut off the surfaces. So if all I'm worried about is the blood on the surface, then it would be mutter. But if I'm worried that there's still blood inside the piece of meat, then even if I cut off the surfaces, it would be aser. But if it's washed, the nikve plate are closed, and therefore this blood and the meat won't come out anymore, and therefore it's mutter. Listen, let's go back to the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'yesh oisrim afilu b'di'evid, k'dei klipa. There are those that aser the piece of meat that's put into a klim she'en menukav, even b'di'evid, a klipa worth. You have to remove a thin layer from the meat. A klipa is usually the amount that you can get off in one cutting. A slice that would come off in one cutting. Vachi nog, the Ramah says this is the minig. However, v'dafko ma'ashe munach b'tzeicha tzir. Avo ma'ashe chutz tzir shari. The only part that's aser is what's in the tzir, but the part above the tzir is mutter. So the Chavis Da says, we see from here, that the Ramah doesn't hold that it's dam in the meat, because if it would be dam in the meat, then, and you put it into a kli she'en menukav, it should have the same din as salt in a kli she'en menukav, which is also even upon the part above the tzir. So from here we see that the Ramah is not worried that what's coming out after shemalicha is dam, because the Ramah would hold that what's coming out after shemalicha is mutter tzir. The problem over here is the blood on the surface. And since the tzir is hot, it will cause the blood on the surface to go into the meat. Right, so the Taz and the Shach bring the Mashal Lasser, the part that's in the tzir completely. But Kivik explains that that's only if it's left in the tzir for the zman of Kvishas tzir, which we said before is between 6 and 18 minutes. But if it was not left there, the amount of Kvishas tzir, of pickling and tzir, then only a klipa would be aser. We'll see that the Mashal holds that even if it falls into aser tzir, into blood, we'll see in someone's eye, and he holds that it's only aser if it's there for Kvishas tzir. So over here, certainly, will only be aser if it was in the tzir for the zman of Kvisha b'tzir. So then the Ramah continues, "Ba'klisha nafal by oisa tzir aser." The kli that this tzir falls on is aser. So let's see the shach, pei beis. He says, kvar nisbayr le'el din ka'ara shemalach bo basar. The sifta zayin of sif cotton samach dalad. We learned before the din of a bowl that was used to salt meat. The kancha kos of stam v'akli shenafal bo hatzir aser, mayri be'inyin de'i efshu l'kalfoy. It's talking about a case where it's impossible to take off a pill's width of the kli, to scrape off a klipa. Because we said before that malicha only answers a kli, kadei klipa. So over here we have to be talking about you can't take off a klipa. Because if you could take off a klipa, just take off a klipa, and the rest of the kli will be mutter. So what's the case? A lot of tzir fell into the kli, and therefore if the whole kli was filled up with tzir, then I have to take off the whole klipa of the whole kli, it would be too difficult to remove, and therefore it would be usher that klipa. All ishu kli cheres. Shach then says, all we're talking about a kli cheres. So the Prima Gadol learns from here that according to the shach, even though malicha only asks a kli kadei klipa, but a kli cheres malicha will asser the whole kli. Then he brings those to argue that even a kli cheres will only asser a kli a kadei klipa. So let's continue the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'chein im hoya ha-kli choy leves, if you were using a milchak kli, v'yesh boi lichluch, and the kli has some milky dirt in it, asa ha-basar da'af la'ach ha-shem alicha asari mechshev kuveseach. The meat is asar because even after shem alicha, the tzir is hot and will cause the milk to go into the meat. So here the Taz says, in Sukkot Nun, v'yesh boi lichluch, Hu hadin em ein by lichluch v'hakli chay leves hu ben yoy made the aser. The same din would apply if the milcha kli wasn't dirty. If it was a ben yoy mai, it would be mutter because the blius, the milk that's absorbed in the kli, which is still fresh because it's a ben yomo, will come out and go into the piece of meat. So the obvious question on this is what the Nekudas Kesef asks. Is in we have a klal in malicha lekelim. Malicha does not take out blios what's absorbed in a kli. So how will the tzir take out what's absorbed in a kli? So the Chavis Das answers that according to the Taz, when we say salt will not remove blios from a kli, that's only by blood. That it will not remove blood from the kli. But other foods over here, which is milk, malicha can take out of a kli. So let's continue the Ramah. Avol im hu hefsed meruba. If it's a hefsa meruba, v'is bei gam kein tzarech sudas mitzvah, and it's a sudas mitzvah, it's a hefsa meruba and it's a sudas mitzvah, v'ish lahokal v'leimer de'acha shesho, shim alicha le'mechshev tzirei k'veseach. Okay, we could remake on say that the tzir is not veseach. And therefore, in a case where there was some milk in the kli, we can just wash off the meat and it would be mutter. So then the Machaber says, ulfi tvarav, af al pish shesho ha-boser b'melach kishir, according to those that asked Maisa de Rashi, also lechol mimenu ashi dicheno yafa yafa. It's also to eat the meat before you wash it off well. Since we explained before, is because there's blood coming out, and therefore I have to wash it off before the tzir finishes coming out, or I have to wash it off even if I want to cut off the surface. For also lechtach mimenu besakin, pardim shi dicheno, imchotach tzorach lahagiloi. And it's also to cut this piece of meat with a knife before it's washed off. And if you do cut it with a knife, you have to do hagola on the knife. So in this, the Shach says in Sifkat and Pevav that this is only according to those that the meat by Maisa de Rashi. But according to what the Machaber Paskins, that lechatchila, it should be choshi for Maisa de Rashi, but by the Eved, it's mutter. Zim Kain, einay oser ela lachtech lechatchila. One should not cut the piece of meat with a knife before you wash it off. Avlim chotach ein tzorach hagola. But if you did cut it, you do not need to do hagala on the knife. We see from here that any time something is mutter b'di'eved, you do not have to do hagala, according to the Shach. We'll see though in Siman Kuf Hei that Rabbi Kivi Eger argues on this. He holds that since hagala is not a big tircha, any time something is asur l'chatchila and a kli became asur because of this isur l'chatchila, I should do hagala on the kli. Then the Ramah says, "V'yesh matirim lachtech b'sakin." There are those that matter to cut the meat with a knife. La'achar sheshah shir malicha. After shir malicha is completed, the ein malicha lekelim, because malicha doesn't ask for kelim. So over here, the Shach says The ein malicha lekelim means malicha won't take out blias from a keli, but it will put in blias. So therefore, over here, what the Rama means is mishak sharak. It will slide off the kli and will not get absorbed. The Rama says v'chein ikud mutter. That's it. Rama paskin said it's mutter to cut the meat after shem malicha. Ablasach and sarach hadochi, you have to wash off the knife. Achokach oine itza bekako, or stab it into the ground. Im nisach va'alav tzatzir. If the tzir dries up on the knife, I have to stab it into the ground. That was like in the old-fashioned way of using the scotch on the knife. So what you would do is, you would stab it into hard ground three times, into three different places that's hard. So that would rub off the dried blood on the knife. Today, using scotch or steel wool on the knife would be the same thing. V'afilu kodem shir malicha, ein ha'iser mishum hasakin. Before shem malicha, there's no problem with the knife. Ela mishum shiyotze dam be'ein al ha'basar. The only problem is that dam be'ein will go out on the meat if I cut it during shem malicha. V'moyse lahadicha yisham heitev, v'lachzor malmolcha yisham mutter. And therefore, if I want, I can rewash the meat and salt it again. So on this, Kiveger asks, why won't the dam be'ein get absorbed into the meat since it's during malicha? So Rabbi Kiveger sends us to the Chavos Das that we learned in the first shir, that even according to those that hold, not like the Rosh, that Malicha can both take out of the meat and put into the meat, but it won't happen simultaneously. And now, since the salt is taking blood out of the meat, it will not cause blood to go back into the meat. The only problem is the Resichas HaMelach, the heat of the salt, but the heat of the salt will come out with Kabbalah Kachpolto. When it takes out the blood that remains, it will take out the blood that gets absorbed. And we'll have to say over here that the surface blood is not dam be'ein mamish. Because if it would be dam be'ein, we know that kabbalah kach polter doesn't work, and therefore we have to say that the dam on the surface is not mamish dam be'ein, but it rather has a din with the evid of dam pleito. So the Mechaba says, ukushawetim lasis baser maliach lehiskayim, if I want to preserve meat, la'acha sheshoa b'milchay b'kli menukav kashir haroi, after it was left in a kli menuchav, the amount of shir malicha, madichan oisei yofa yofa, you wash it well, v'achokach choizrim u'molchan oisei, and afterwards you salt it again, kadosh yiskayim, for preservation, v'afilu b'kli she'en a menuchav, you can do this even in a kli that does not have holes. V'afilu l'fi svara zu, even according to this svara, that the meat has to be washed off. Emroitzeh l'mloyach v'le'echol fli, if I want to roast the meat, b'loy hadocha, without washing it off first, Oisa can do so. We're not worried that the fire will absorb the blood into the meat, the blood that's on the surface that came out during Shemalicha into the meat. The esh fire draws out the blood towards it and won't get absorbed back into the meat. It will prevent the salt from absorbing the blood. Where I salt it and put it up on the fire. If I let it sit in the salt, the salt will absorb blood and become asr. And even though we're not worried that this blood will go back into the meat, but the salt itself is asr and must be washed off. Therefore, you should wash off the salt, roast it, and then you could eat it. We'll see in Siman Ayin Vav, but meat that was salted and not washed off Hadocha Achorina and then roasted. We'll see that the din is that if you didn't wash off the meat after it was salted before it was roasted, you can wash it off after it was roasted. If you cooked it without washing it off first, we'll see. There's two opinions in the Mechaber, and we'll see how we paskin when we get to Siman Ayin Vav. Let's see now Sif Chof Aleph. The Mechaba says, "B'makom she'ein melach motzoi, in a place where salt is hard to come by, yitzlu habasa, you should roast the meat, ad sheyozov kol domoi, until all the blood comes out, ba'achokach yibashluhu, and then afterwards you can cook it. How long does it take for all the blood to come out? So the Taz says in Sifkot Nun Daled, ad sheyozov kol domoi, v'shal hevidas v'haran, the Marshal brings the opinion of the Ran, she is bashul kam Michael ben Drusoi. You have to cook it the amount of Michael ben Drusoi. Michael ben Drusoi is the amount that the ben Drusoi used to eat food. They were highway robbers, and would always be eating on the go, and would eat their meat either half pork cooked or third cooked as a machlokes. V'dasa Rajba, Achiyei roi lachilo l'roi b'nei adam. The Rajba requires it to be roasted enough that most people eat their meat. V'pasaka Rajba, Mashal paskins like the Rajba. Shuken mashma bar zivua. V'agoy sharadu akosav, in the goy sharadu it says, M'pnei she'en ha'nashim b'kiyas b'dabah noigim l'tzloisei kolkach ashis yavish m'bachutz. Since the women were not became exactly how long it took for the blood to come out, they would roast it until it would dry up on the surface. Afterwards, they would cook it without washing it off first, because if you just roast and you don't salt it first, so there's not, the blood on the surface will get drawn into the meat. This is how one should do. In order to go like all the opinions, one should roast the meat until it is dry on the surface.